Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for this morning. So today we're reading from John chapter 12, verses 20 through 36. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that Messiah remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Jesus said to them, "The light is with you for a little longer. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going. While you have light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of light." After Jesus had said this, he departed and hid from them. Yeah, there's so much in this passage, but one of the things I want to point out is this idea of God being glorified. Jesus says, "Father, glorify your name." And Jesus also indicates that it is in his death that God will be glorified. This is kind of the opposite of what we would think of. We would think that if Jesus were victorious in a military battle, then God will be glorified. But Jesus continually says, and he says, "When I'm lifted up," in other words, when I'm put on a cross, "I will draw all men to myself." And so for Jesus, especially in the book of John, we see this over and over again, that God is glorified. The moment of glory for Jesus is when he is on the cross. And here Jesus says that unless this grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, like it just remains one single seed, but when it dies, it produces many seeds. And Jesus is just talking about the idea of giving one's life, of laying down one's life for the sake of others. And what's interesting is in this passage, he calls his followers to do the same. So on this Holy Week, what we see is that God loved us so much that he laid down his life for the sake of the world. And then Jesus also calls us to receive that life, to come to the light while the light is still visible, right? He says to his disciples, "Believe in the light," to become children of light, to receive the love, the mercy, the grace of God, the life of God, but then also to follow and lay down our lives for the sake of the world. And so today I hope that wherever you find yourself, that you will know that God loves you. God loves you, and this week where we celebrate Holy Week, where we will talk about the death of Jesus, but also eventually the resurrection of Jesus, that Jesus died because of his love for us, and he raised to new life to give us new life. And so that in him we also may choose to then lay down our lives for the sake of the world around us. Maybe just spend some time this week thinking about what that would mean for you. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.